Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. You know, one of the things I've been noticing more and more is coloring, and not just for kids, but that it's really a great way to get in touch with yourself, to take some time, to be mindful. So when I got the fantastic book by Liz Wise, the Smoothie Bowl Coloring Cookbook, I was like, woohoo! I mean, number one, I adore Liz. And number two, my daughter and I've had a blast not only making the recipes, but coloring. Liz, welcome to Naturally Savvy.
It's good to be here, and I'm so glad you're enjoying the coloring book.
Oh, absolutely loving it. I just think it is so fantastic. So tell us about how you decided to put this together.
Well, there were two things going on. At Meal Makeover Moms, we noticed that there was this explosion of smoothie bowl recipes on blogs and on Instagram, because smoothie bowls, and I can share a recipe here too in a minute, are great for breakfast and snack. They're nutritious and they're beautiful. And you can kind of decorate, they're thicker than a smoothie. You know, you can pour them into a bowl, like a thick smoothie, and you can decorate the top with all sorts of nutritious ingredients. And it's like a work of art. So this was happening along with this whole explosion of adult and kid coloring books. And we thought, what the heck, Janice and I, my co-author, we said, why don't we combine the two trends and create the first of its kind coloring cookbook. And so we have 10 gorgeous smoothie bowl recipes, all super nutritious, along with these really playful, beautiful mandala-style coloring pages. So it's a great way to get families into the kitchen, cooking together, coloring together, being mindful and relaxing and enjoying the whole process of creating beautiful recipes that nourish the body and the soul.
Oh, I think it is so wonderful. Let's jump into some of the recipes because, I mean, there you've got wonderful smoothies combined with oatmeal, combined with just all kinds of stuff. Tell us.
Well, one of the recipes that I love is our peanut power smoothie bowl. And because it's just so simple and there is no added sugar, it's basically milk. You could use cow's milk, soy milk, almond milk, two ripe bananas. We've got peanut butter, which is a great source of protein and important nutrients. We've got some chia seeds, which give it a little thickening power, and cocoa powder, and a little bit of vanilla extract. You blend it all together, and you get the sweetness from the bananas and this awesome combo of peanut butter and chocolate. I love that combo. And then you decorate the top with whatever floats your boat. You can use sliced bananas, chopped peanuts, blueberries, coconut chips, you name it. So you decorate it, you eat it with a spoon, and it's super healthy. You get 10 grams of protein, which is a super way to start your day.
Oh, it is. You know, I have admired you for so long. You know, actually, Liz is one of the first people I met when I moved to the East Coast. And you've always had such a great impression on me. And I've always been in awe of all the great work you do. Tell everyone about the Meal Makeover Moms. And you're a phenomenon.
Well, the Meal Makeover Moms, we've been around since early 2000. Janice Bissix and I, we're both registered dietitians. We're cookbook authors. We've written now three cookbooks. The first, The Mom's Guide to Meal Makeovers. The second, No Wine with Dinner, and then the third, the Smoothie Bowl Coloring Cookbook. And we have a blog. We also have a podcast. We love, you know, radio just like you do, Lisa. And yep. We just love to educate families about how to eat a healthy diet in an easy, no-stress way, non-judgmental. We just want everyone to gather around the table, eat the same thing, and enjoy whole foods. Just celebrate it, you know, rather than getting caught up in the numbers and the stress of nutrition, because we know, you know, research changes a lot. It's a new science. We just want people to kind of get back to basics and enjoy their time in the kitchen. And so the bowl thing's been big for us. And ever since the Smoothie Bowl Coloring Cookbook came out, I've been pretty obsessed with bowls, Lisa. I got to tell you, I'd rather eat out of a bowl than a plate any day.
Yeah, you know, I've kind of noticed that too. It must be your influence or something, but I tend to grab the bowls as well. And I think if you can, you know, watch your portions too. Sometimes if you have a huge plate, you just feel like you have to fill it all up. And you got to watch that bowl size. I have some pretty big bowls that I have to watch because I can fill up that whole thing too.
You don't want to eat dinner out of a serving bowl, but sort of a cereal bowl. You know, we have a recipe we just published to the blog yesterday for a Tuscan tuna bowl. And I have to say, this is probably one of the prettiest recipes we've ever created. And it's so simple because basically it calls for a can of tuna. We use just the white albacore tuna. And the reason I love to use canned tuna is that it's always in my pantry. It's a great source of protein, selenium, so important for brain health. And so you take that can of tuna, you just drain it, and you flake it, and then you create two bowls. And in the bowl, you've got whole wheat pasta that you cook up, and then you toss in some shredded or chopped up baby spinach or kale. You make a homemade dressing. In that bowl, you pop in some edamame, some chopped up, cut up tomatoes, avocado, of course, a little bit of dill, and you just dress it with a homemade dressing. And I actually use Bumblebee Tuna for this because I love their sustainability mission and their convenience. And it's just such a great, wholesome, protein-packed product. And so you've got this bowl, beautiful to look at, delicious. And, you know, a lot of kids like tuna sandwiches. I know my kids do.
So now you're
kind of going out of the box a little bit. You're saying, you know, my kids like tuna. I like tuna. Let's turn it into a bowl meal. Why not? So the Tuscan Tuna Bowl is on the blog, brand spanking new as of yesterday. And so folks can check that out at mealmakeovermoms.com.
What else are we going to find on that awesome blog of yours?
Well, another bowl, speaking of obsessions with bowls, is a pumpkin turkey chili. So chili is
Okay, I'm so making that.
I'm so into pumpkin, too, and it's convenient, right? We have the canned tuna, now we have the canned pureed pumpkin. You know, there's nothing wrong with canned foods when they bring nutrition and ease to your diet. And so this recipe, you make turkey chili with onion and ground turkey. It's nice and lean, good protein. You add a can of crushed tomatoes. You add a can of pumpkin puree. You add pinto beans, frozen corn kernels, or fresh in the summertime, and then chili powder, cumin, and cinnamon, a little bit of cinnamon. And now you've got this chili that is so through the moon when it comes to vitamin A, which is an immune booster. And it's really yummy. And it's, you know, I had seen a lot of recipes online using pumpkin and chili. So Janice and I were like, we've got to create our own. So this is a bowl meal that is amazing. And you can top it with Greek yogurt. I use the plain Greek yogurt instead of sour cream, a little extra nutrition. You can use shredded cheese of your choice. You can use cilantro if you're a cilantro lover. I happen to be one. And it's just an amazing bowl that anybody can make. So easy. So delicious.
Oh, you know, I have to say, I love cinnamon in chili. You know, it's just a touch, but it really makes a big difference. I mean, I'm a cinnamonaholic. It's great for your blood sugar. I make a smoothie with it every morning, and my husband's like, where is the cinnamon? I just got a bottle of cinnamon like a week ago. I eat a lot.
That's so funny. And you know what? You could add cinnamon. I'm sure you do this. You can make smoothies or smoothie bowls with Greek yogurt, with some canned pumpkin, with cinnamon, with some banana, frozen banana. And that cinnamon just kind of pulls it all together. I totally agree with you. And I tend to run out of it pretty quickly as well. So I can relate.
Oh, you know, we only have about a minute left. I'd just love for you to just sort of tell us how you first got into healthy eating. I know it's a long question.
Oh, gosh. When I was in high school, my parents had these friends who lived in California, and they were following all sorts of different food crazes because it was back in the 60s, 70s when nutrition was just becoming kind of popular. They were a little fringe on the outside back then. Now, of course, everything they were doing is so mainstream. And I was so intrigued by all their different diet strategies, which was really whole foods based, coupled with the fact that my mom was a home ec teacher back in the day before she had kids. And so I hung out at her apron strings growing up. And so between loving food and loving nutrition, I studied it in college. And it's history from there. That's how I got into it.
Oh, that's fantastic. We can learn more about Liz at Meal Makeover Moms and at Liz Wise. So glad you're listening today to Naturally Savvy. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at YourRadioMD and at Naturally Savvy. Go ahead and make a good, delicious bowl. Do some coloring, get mindful, and have a great day. Stay well.